Track 5. Now feel the part of the skull where the brain would go in each animal, behind the eyes. In the cat and the rabbit, there's only one hole, called the temporal fenestra. Fenestra means window in Latin, and the window is in the temporal bone. But in the Tuatara, there are two. The case of having one temporal fenestra instead of two is not likely to be the subject of selection. In almost all cases, the pattern of the opening in the side of your skull is not important to your survival. As a result, this trait will likely be conserved in evolution, telling scientists more about who's related to whom than what their lifestyle is like. So now we have our answer. The rabbit and the bobcat are more closely related to each other than either is to the Tuatara. Did you find this sort of confusing? Don't worry. A lot of very smart scientists have been arguing about the relationships of living and extinct animals for hundreds of years. To better understand how scientists group animals, let's talk about cars. Imagine you encounter four vehicles in a parking lot, two trucks and two compact cars. You know two of the cars were produced in the United States, and two in the United Kingdom. It might be tempting to suggest that both trucks were produced by the same company because they do similar things. But you can find trucks and compact cars in both the United States and England, as people want to drive these cars all around the world.
If you examine the steering wheel, however, you can immediately tell which car came from where.
The English drive on the left side of the road and have steering wheels on the right-hand side of their car. In contrast, Americans drive on the right, and therefore the steering wheels are on the left-hand side. Which side the steering wheel on really doesn't matter. Both trucks and cars will get you to where you need to go, but it does tell you about the car's origin. Just like how the side of the steering wheel informs you as to the origin of the car, the number of temporal fenestrae and other important traits can tell you about the origin and grouping of animals. Biologists call these traits homologies, traits that are present in both organisms' common ancestor, and depend on them for classification. Can you think of another example of a common homology?